In the contest between humanity and the environment, it is easy to throw in the towel sometimes. Growing population and demand for energy produces impacts on the climate that seem impossible to reverse. The severity of floods, storms, and wildfires seem to be on an ever-upward climb. Environmental activist Bill McKibben goes straight to the heart of this sense of paralysis about the environment and humanity's growing impact on it in his new book, Oil and Honey, The Education of an Unlikely Activist. It's the story of how one farmer fought to keep his honeybees from succumbing to environmental contamination, and the story of how many activists got together to stop a massive oil pipeline. Together, Bill McKibben says the stories make the case that in a global warming world, humanity is still in the fight.
We have all kinds of reasons to be optimistic if we get to work. We look this summer at a country like Germany, the one country that took renewable energy seriously. There were days this year they generated more than half the power they used from solar panels within their borders. Think what we could do here. What we have to do is engage in that battle, and we got to do it locally to make places that work, that are hardy, resilient, self-reliant, and we have to rejigger the structure under which we price fossil fuel, all those other technical things that would allow us some real hope of the speedy transition that would head off the worst of climate change. At the moment, we're not having rational discussions about this in Washington.
What did the beekeeper, your neighbor, teach you about the ability that we have, even on a small scale, to fight the environmental factors we see around us?
Kirk Webster is a remarkable apiarist, the first really chemical-free apiarist in the country, and built a very successful bee yard, bee farm, that's survived the colony collapse disorder, all the other craziness that's affecting bees, who are a kind of early warning system for the trouble that we're in. He taught me a lot, and truthfully, the bees taught me a lot. I'd never paid that much attention to bees before, but they turn out to be remarkable creatures. We think about the queen bee as being really important, but in fact, she's really good at laying eggs. It's the rest of the hive that manages to conduct itself in a kind of leaderless and powerful way. And for me, that became a metaphor for the kind of movement that we're trying to build to fight climate change. We don't have any great leaders, no Martin Luther Kings. What we have are an interconnected thousands of groups around the country and around the world who understand that they're fighting against the fossil fuel industry close to home, but that that fight also has a global dimension and that we're able to come together. That's why, you know, this huge divestment fight against fossil fuels so interesting now on hundreds of college campuses. It's why the fight against Keystone XL turned into the iconic environmental fight of our time. When I get depressed about those things, I think about the bees who seem not to get depressed day in or day out, seem merely to get up and go to work. And that's become sort of my philosophy, too, I think.
Bill McKibben, we've talked a lot over many, many years, going really back 20 years, a lot of discussions about science, a lot of discussions about politics. But I think in this book, you formulated an argument, which I'm wondering if it's too romantic, to suggest that fighting the Keystone Pipeline isn't so much politics as it is human adaptation to environmental threat in the same way that the bees responded in Kirk Webster's hive.
Look, by now, forget about bees. What's happening with climate is an interesting test of whether the big brain was a good adaptation or not. And we're going to find out in our time. You know, it can clearly get us into some trouble. Can it get us out? Is it attached to a big enough heart to let us deal with the trouble that we've stumbled into?
Bill McKibben, environmentalist, co-founder of 350.org, a grassroots organization that fights global warming and pollution. He's the author of Oil and Honey, The Education of an Unlikely Activist. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.